Hundreds of youths from across Ghana met in Accra at a meeting hosted by Yes Ghana, a network of Ghanaian youth service organizations and the United Nations. Yes Ghana's coordinator, Emanuele Dudzi, says even though African governments say they want to help youth, they are often afraid of mobilizing them.
Young people in Africa are associated with chaotic incidences, and so people feel very much uneasy to bring them on board. But it is also a cultural problem, because in Africa, you know, that there's always a tendency that the adult is always right and that the adult must decide for the younger generation.
But 27-year-old Adudzi says his peers see how adults are not always right, how they do not have all the answers. Yes Ghana hosted its first youth development dialogue with support from the United Nations. Its theme was Be Seen, Be Heard, Youth Participation for Development. During workshops about unemployment, youth spoke of their frustrations in feeling ignored by policymakers. Ghana's newly appointed Minister of Employment, Nana Akomea, talked about entrepreneurial training as a potential solution. According to government reports, about 1 million people from Ghana's population of 18 million are looking for work in Ghana. Many are youths. Youth unemployment is considered a major factor fueling clandestine migration as thousands of West African young people attempt dangerous sea crossings to Europe. Coordinator Adudzi says young people no longer want to wait for policymakers to decide their futures.
We are no longer calling on government to bring youth to the table. We young people are going onto the table whether people like it or not.
But he admits it is not just a problem of government officials and donors who do not pay attention to youth. The coordinator says if given the power, many youths would not know what to do. According to the United Nations ranking of living conditions, Ghana scored better than many of its West African neighbors, scoring 136 out of 177 countries. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.